I start today about 5:45, yeah.
Now, all of these costumes, they're very specific to this movie, aren't they?
Yeah, what we've done here is we've collected a whole heap of the Great War uniforms. So you've got the Australian uniforms, the German uniforms, and the British uniforms of the time.
What year is this movie set in?
It's set, it really starts in 1916, and especially for the war scenes, it's 1916 to 1917. For the other scenes, you've got 1915 through to 1920.
Tell us a little more about what you've had to do to research the particular costumes for this movie.
Well, where do I start? We actually get right into it. So we need to know each battalion, each unit, where they are, a particular time they're there. Was that particular bit of equipment out at that time? In fact, gas masks, there's a change of gas masks in the film because they changed in reality.
So they changed the type of gas masks that Australian soldiers were using?
Yes, they did. So at the start of the film, we'll have a different type of gas mask to what we have at the end of the film.
Where has all this stuff come from?
Well, it's come from all over, but I have to say that 90% of the military stuff has actually come from my own collection. So I've been collecting for a long, long time, and when I go to a film, I like to take extra gear that we can put on there in front of camera that hasn't been seen before. Specialist stuff, even like the German sniper armour that we're putting in front of the camera in this one.
So how much of the film are we just going to see soldiers in this type of costume? Do we get to see any civvy gear as well?
You certainly will, and Wendy's going to have a talk to you about that. It's probably works out to be about 90%, well, probably about 80% of the film is military. So you'll be there in amongst the battlefields and the trenches and the dugouts.
And you haven't just had to do Australian costumes. What other uniforms have you got?
We've got the Germans, or we've got the German tunnellers and the German soldiers. In the grey, in the dirty grey, in the dirty, basically, all uniforms are going to be distressed and dirtied up so that it looks real.
How do you do that? How do you make them look distressed?
Well, one of the funniest things that we have for a costume department is a cement mixer. So we actually put the equipment in the uniforms through the cement mixer to give it that look, to give it the dusty look.
How long do they have to spend in the cement mixer?
Usually about 40 minutes to an hour each item, so that it has a good look, good aged look.